This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, welcome back. 4:01 here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Berry, Trey Crews along with you. Friday afternoon edition of the show. And in with the Top 4 at 4 this afternoon, Adam Hickman. Hello, Adam.
Thank you, Russell. So at number one today, we have Danny White officially introduced as Tennessee's next athletic director. A guy I'm pretty impressed with, has a nice track record. It seems like he's never really made a bad hire, and I think he killed it today up there on the podium today. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's getting rave reviews, and he said all the right things out there. Obviously, this isn't his first rodeo. It's his third AD job. So we'll see. It all comes down to this football hire. Bear, but so far, I mean,
yeah,
everybody loves him some Danny White.
It does, and I'm more over in your, you know, just kind of I'm going to be cautiously optimistic, and I'm going to have to see results. I mean, we've been down this road so many times, Russell.
I agree with that, you know? Bear, but this is a first big step in getting things right.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I feel like, like I said in a segment last hour, that, you know, it kind of felt like Tennessee stepped outside of their comfort zone and did something they would normally do.
All right. So number two, we have good news for Kansas City Chiefs fans, bad news for Buffalo Bills fans. Patrick Mahomes has officially cleared concussion protocol and should be set to play Sunday evening for the matchup in the AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills.
Absolutely shocked that the game's best player is not going to miss the AFC Championship game. Shocked, I tell you.
Yeah, people like to think the NFL's gotten better with stuff like that, but let's be real. I think if Patrick Mahomes couldn't count to 10, I'm pretty sure he would still be playing in this game on Sunday.
What kind of chance do we give the Bills?
I'm riding with the Bills. I think they pull the upset, and I think we get Bills-Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, and I think Tom Brady's going to crush the hopes of the Bills Mafia one last time before he rides out into the sunset.
You know, maybe you ought to just turn your mic off.
Yeah, we told you about the editorialize. Just stick to the facts. leave the hot takes to the professionals, young Adam Hickman. These kids,
the hell
Bear.
Out of here. These Bills, kids. Buccaneers, and Brady getting another. Hey, what are you doing, man?
You give them a little mic time, and all of a sudden they think they're the next Jim Rome.
Oh, here's what's going to happen.
Unbelievable.
The Bills are going to do the J-O-B to the best quarterback in the NFL.
I think it's going to be Rodgers and Mahomes, which will be a great Super Bowl, great matchup.
All right, number three, sticking with the NFL theme here. The NFL today, they announced that 22,000 fans will be allowed to attend the Super Bowl in Tampa. And cool little side note here, 7,500 of those tickets will be given out for free to vaccinated healthcare workers who were on the front lines of the pandemic this last year.
Super cool. Super cool. So, yeah, man, great way to say thanks. So they're having a Super Bowl at that pirate ship down there in Tampa. I like that stadium.
Having 22,000 fans in there is pretty significant because I believe that stadium capacity-wise is just slightly over 60,000. So you're kind of getting up there near 50% capacity.
Yeah, it's been weird watching these playoff games where you'll have, like, the one in Pittsburgh, nobody was there. And then nobody's at New Orleans. And then they go to Kansas City and Green Bay, and it looked like the stadium about half full. So I guess it's just different strokes for different folks.
And then number four, keeping with the COVID theme here, this one's just kind of bizarre. So the Miami Heat On January 28th, they're going to allow fans to return to the arena, but they're going to be using COVID-19 detection dogs to sniff out fans before they enter the game. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but
dog can tell if you've got COVID?
Yeah, apparently there's something about the they can sense it through a human sweat glands or something like that.
Yeah.
And
they can smell cancer.
Yeah, but
why we been using them all this time?
I don't know.
Just roll with the COVID dogs.
I can tell you that there are.
I got to get my temperature taken every time I get a haircut. Are you kidding me? We could just have a COVID dog standing right there.
Just have a golden sitting outside.
Yeah.
The organization said if you don't feel comfortable with the dog doing its job, they have other options once you get to the arena. But those could take up to 45 minutes to an hour.
Body cavity search or something? Go see Dr. Jellyfingers over here if you don't like the dog.
I don't think I'd want to go see the Miami Heat play that bad.
No. Yeah, I'm good. All right. Thank you, Adam. We'll tighten up. But what do you think? Not bad for his first time. He had some good story selection, I thought.
Not too bad. He can just – no editorializing.
Yeah. Good job, though, Adam. We appreciate it. That is the top four at four brought to you this afternoon by our good, close, personal friends at Knoxville Smiles. Folks, if it's been a minute since you have been to the dentist, well, you need to change that. Whatever your situation is, if you've got a loose tooth, a cavity, something like that, you've got something that's giving you problems, Knoxville Smiles can be the solution to those problems. Maybe you don't have an issue. Maybe you just need a routine dental cleaning. That's what I went in for just about a month ago. They'll do a great job with that as well. Dr. Malone and his staff have been practicing for about a quarter century now in Knoxville, and they do a wonderful job. Their state-of-the-art facility in West Knoxville on South Peters Road. Check them out online and take a virtual tour at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Contact them today to set up your consultation, 539-1776. That's 865-539-1776 to set up your appointment today. Russell, Baron, Trey, back with you, taking your phone calls. The folks are not having Tony Elliott, Bear. They don't want to have the discussion.
Yeah, and before if we go back, like we'd done like an emergency voluntary reaction after that press conference the other day, and we had told them that would you be if we not naming the athletic director, if we could end up convincing Tony Elliott to take our job, I think a lot of people probably at that point would have been happy. I think expectations have changed with the AD hire. Lane Kiffin is the X factor here.
Yeah.
If they're not going to do that, Russell, if they're really not going to even entertain that, then they need to shut it down, or else it's going to end up, that was part of what played into, I think, poured gas on the fire.
Yeah, they need to decide. They because he clearly wants the job. He has already hunted down Danny White and is blowing him up trying to get this job. And they need to decide, like, if they want to entertain that, that's fine. Obviously, this fan base is ready for it. But if not, if they're not going to do it, they need to I don't know what do they do. You make a release or something, or do you just filter it out there? Do you put it out via state-run media that hey, this is not going to happen, and shut it down?
I think you feed it out to multiple media. I think you give it to
If it comes from state-run, they're not going to buy it.
Well, I mean, you give it to state-run, you give it to Topmeyer, you give it to Trey, you give it to you give it to the guys that are in the room during the press.
You just
conference.
Put it out there.
Yeah. Floated out there to all the guys that show up and cover the team.
What about Sonny Dykes?
That's a non-starter for me. No.
This is a drive.
He did turn your mic off, Adam. Come on, man. You're struggling right now. These young kids, man. Him and Alex, both of them.
One thing I do know about you that I've always respected is that, like, anytime a name, like, you do your research. Like, you'll go and look up.
Yeah.
And,
okay, so Sonny Dykes, he did a good job at Louisiana Tech. He cleaned up Derek Dooley's mess. He was very successful there in a very tough job. You ever been to Ruston, Louisiana, Bear?
I got lost and ended up there.
I've been to Ruston. Ruston is like, imagine.
It's not a metropolis.
Yeah, Ruston, there's not a lot going on there. Hard to recruit to Ruston. He did very well there. I think he went like 10-2 his last year there. He went to Cal. I'm not sure what happened at Cal. He was not good. And now he's been cleaning up Chad Morris's mess at SMU. He's pretty good, man. Sonny Dykes will throw it around a little bit. He is a Mike Leach disciple. I mean, you want to put up some points. You want to have a fun offense to watch.
I've never been. It's well noted. I'm not an air raid guy.
You want to know the name that I'm intrigued by, Bear?
What's that? Leopold.
Lance, say it right, Leipold.
Lance Leipold, I knew you would be. That's just right up your alley.
I'm intrigued.
The only way I would be okay with that is if they go through the entire list.
Like I say, don't dismiss anything out of hand, folks. Don't dismiss anything out of hand. This guy's 56 years old. He's been a head coach for a long time. He was at a place called Wisconsin Whitewater from 2007 to 2014, where all he did was win natties. It's Division III. But all he was 109-6. 109-6. I mean, what is that? That's like a 95% winning percentage. That's stupid. I don't care where you are. And he won 6 national championships in 8 seasons there. And you can go, I would highly advise anybody, before just dismissing this out of hand, to go to YouTube and find, they did a segment on him on College Game Day like 4 or 5 years ago. And he has this town eating out of the palm of his hand. And the athletics director there says, we live in fear every offseason that somebody's going to come and take him from us. And in 2015, Danny White came and took him from him. A Buffalo program that had never done anything, that's always been a laughing stock. And after going 5-7 and 2-10 his first year, winning 7 games in 2 years, he's turned them around. And they won 10 games a couple of years ago and went to their first bowl game in forever, and they went 6-1 this past year. He's an offense guy, throws it all over the place. He's got a little Bruce Pearl to him, Bear, is what was my takeaway.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This is such a huge job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if the point we're at right now, that seems like an incredibly. I mean, it's a high risk, high reward hire.
I found it very impressive.
I read all that about the Wisconsin Whitewater.
When I first heard about him, my first reaction was, who the hell is that? First of all, I never heard of him. You go and do your research. Very impressive, man. 6-time D3 coach of the year in the country. Wins his conference like just about every time out. He's already won two MAC titles in 6 years there, including this past season. And the guy's just a winner.
See,
okay.
Again, the problem you're going to have right now is that I know all that stuff you said is true, but I know our fan base.
Yep.
And Lane Kiffin is actively politicking to come home or to come back to Tennessee. They aren't. It's going to be hard to get people fired up about Lance Leipold when you've got, Kiffin revving everybody up.
It's true.
This is what happened with the groomers.
Yep.
And once I really thought it was a really bad idea. I will admit that I will freely admit that at first with the groomers, I fell in with you, but then I took a step back and realized, hey, if they don't hire John Gruden, this fan base is going to go nuts.
I love Tennessee.
go to the phones. D.R. Vall is up next. Hello, D.R. Vall. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, the train is rolling on the lane train. What are we calling? We had groomers. What are we calling the lane Kiffin rumors? Is there a way to combine that?
I don't know, but we should have thought about this. Lane Kiffin rumor. We'll think about that. Let me ponder that. We'll get the staff.
Well, Bear, I tweeted it to you and Chance Collins. You saw what Darrell Middleton responded to a fan about Lane Kiffin. You may want to go look at that if you haven't seen it.
I don't know about that. Listen, Darrell Middleton, like a lot of these Tennessee players, spends a lot of time.
Darrell Middleton says.
spends a lot of time tweeting out stuff. I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that Darrell Middleton was not on that group of 6 to 9, leadership players or whatever that Danny White was talking about, the council that are actually going to meet with him and advise here. I don't think he's made a decision.
Well, I'm hoping he and Maurer just move on, honestly, after what he said about the fans. Trey, I'm glad you're on the line because I want to ask you, I don't know if I missed out on part of the press conference or misinterpreted. Did he say something about negativity towards players, or did he just say stuff about negativity and putting it on social media?
He said negativity on social media. He said, you know, how do you think the players might feel if they woke up one morning and it's 40 degrees outside and they have to walk over to go work out and their phone's blowing up with just negative mentions on Twitter and stuff like that. He, you know, pretty much saying, hey, let's chill out for a minute. These guys have been through a lot. You know, let's not destroy them in the process.
Yeah, I hate the whole fan policing thing, which he's right. Like, I think it's weird to tweet players and recruits, honestly, especially if you're
I think that's what he was saying, D.R. Ball. I think he's saying, like, don't tag players in it. Like, I would agree with that. If you're tweeting negativity towards 18-year-old kids and you're an adult, you're not an adult. Just a fool.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're a loser.
I had no problem with that, and people do need to keep in mind, because I'm telling you right now, the kids that have come to Tennessee to play football in the past, you know, definitely, 10 years, have kind of gotten gypped out of, you know, what they really should have gotten. And that's what two former players that played, back during part of the glory years. I mean, that was their words, that they felt sorry for the kids that had played here because they kind of got cheated out of, they had no idea what it was like, you know, to play here when things were going good.
Well, and I'll
Those
say
guys
this.
Work incredibly hard.
I'll say this, D.R. Vault. We could probably use with a little more positivity around here. Here's the thing, like, that he won't understand, that coaches who come in here new don't understand. Jeremy Pruitt never got this. I understand that they don't understand because they're not from around here. But when you've been through the 12 years that this fan base has been through after experiencing the 20 years prior to that, you get a little negative. You start to see rain clouds everywhere. You're waiting for the other shoe. There's a reason we talk about getting your cup securely fastened every time something good happens. It's because we've lived it for 12 years now, and so we've become conditioned to expect the worst. That doesn't go away overnight just because somebody says, be positive.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And you got a better chance on the war on drugs and the war on negaballs on Vol Twitter. That's why I wanted Trey to ask him if he knew of Vol Twitter, as a lot of other fan bases do. And the other thing, I did come away impressed with Donde Plowman. I mean, thankfully short and bound at the altar of Fulmer in this press conference. But I like what she said about getting somebody that's had to build something. Because, you know, it's been our complaint about Pruitt and even Butch Jones. They've not walked into a mess and had to build anything. And I was really impressed with her today.
So far, people are loving Dondi.
Yeah, especially that wink she had. But, yeah, I get if that's what he meant and he didn't say it, he probably needs to clarify. Because like you said, Russ, I mean, 12 years of this crap, man, it's hard to find positivity. And we're beaten down. And, yeah, you're not going to win that war. I mean, I expect him any minute to call out Jamie, honestly, when they got to talk about negative fans.
Maybe she was talking about us. Maybe Dottie's been listening to The Drive on her way home.
Fan Run and their fanboys. Well, guys, you have a good day.
Thank you, DR Vol. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. We're going to run down our buddy Joe Rexroad coming up here in just a second. Let's squeeze Tim in here while we got a minute. Tim, you're on The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, hello, Dottie. What's going on?
Dottie?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Dottie? What is the wink? No. I did not see the wink.
Oh, well, I didn't see it either. I guess I must have missed that.
Did she wink seductively?
I didn't see that. Oh. You know, you're trying to think of what you're going to call the craziness around Lane.
Yeah, you know, what's
the Lane rumors? The train, what do you call it? You know?
Yeah, loomers?
Yeah, the rumor. What you call them? Lunars. That's a good one. But anyway, I'm just saying. This whole talk about Kiffin, I don't get it. I don't understand this. Bear, maybe you can explain it. I don't get it, because this guy is just—he's just rotten. You know, you did it once. Why would you want to do this again?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he's incredibly charismatic. People loved him when he was here. He talks a lot of smack. He's kind of like a younger version of Spurrier without all the success on the field so far as like, you know, a national championship or anything, but he's kind of got that personality. And this fan base, you know, I mean, DR Vol just mentioned him. You got Vol Twitter.
Right.
We like to bump our gums and talk and, you know, we kind of eat that stuff up. I do think, you know, I mean, people saw him this year when he was at Ole Miss. I mean, he gave Saban everything he wanted and more. I mean, you want to talk about it? His offense is going to score. They're going to score a lot. So, and his players really seem to love him. And has he been in trouble at all since he left here?
I think he has.
Not with the NCAA, but I mean, you remember his last year, his last year and a half at USC was a disaster. Great firing on the tarmac. He goes down there in the Saban rehab program and makes such a mess out of his exit to Florida Atlantic that Saban fires him the week before the national championship game, probably cost them a national championship against Clemson that first year.
Yeah.
And then, and now we're talking about him leaving after 1 year in Ole Miss.
Well,
again,
that's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, here's what they would need to do. If they're really going to consider this, if they're going to make an offer to this guy, which I think is a terrible mistake, but I don't make those decisions. Yeah. They need to have his contract, a personal, clause contract.
They got to have it written in there where if you pull this crap again, like we're going to have a morality clause, first of all, because you're not even married anymore. I mean, good Lord, you're going to come down here and if you leave or we have to fire you, so we're not paying you a dime.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, and if you leave us, you're going to owe us big time. We're going to make it impossible.
You have to build in a Matt Campbell level buyout for him.
Exactly.
Tim, we got to run, man. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate
it. Buddy.
Coming up, Joe Rexroad of The Athletic makes his return to the Fan Run experience. Stay with us. More of your phone calls coming up as well right here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russell Bear, Trey back with you. Friday afternoon edition of the show approaching halftime here on our three-hour odyssey through the afternoon in East Tennessee. Pleased to be joined right now by Joe Rexroad of The Athletic on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Joe. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How are you?
You know, boring week here in Knoxville.
Yeah.
Not much going on. Just trying to we're really struggling to create content here, as you might imagine.
Yeah, bunch of top 10 lists and
Mount Rushmore's.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, see, you're doing radio now, Joe. You got to familiarize yourself with all these gimmicks.
Oh yeah,
because we got the
off-season. I'm big on the gimmicks, man. I'm big on the gimmicks.
Yeah, Joe, your thoughts? Danny White today introduced as the new athletics director here at Tennessee. Did Donnie Plowman and the Vols do good?
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, they did fast too. I mean, that's one of the things about this hire, obviously, that jumps out at you is that you're like, wait a minute, didn't you guys just retain a search firm like yesterday? This is a big time hire. No doubt about it. And, you know, I wasn't surprised that Danny was good in the presser today. I wanted him to answer the question from Blake Topmeyer about head coaching experience, and he didn't. But, I very much enjoy that he trolled Alabama fans, which is still all over my timeline because I tweeted that out. But, I think it's a heck of a hire. Doesn't guarantee that he's going to make a great coaching hire, but he has certainly demonstrated the ability to find good coaches.
Yeah, and it's weird because he does have a great track record of hires in both football and basketball, and so you're thinking, okay, well, now he's at an SEC school. It's going to be a bigger budget. There's no limit to what he can do. But you do have a program that he's hiring for that has fallen on hard times, to put it mildly, and the looming shadow of NCAA uncertainty. I mean, that's going to make it a little difficult. What are your thoughts on just how hard or easy it's going to be? I don't know. What could the future – what is that coaching market going to look like for Danny White?
Yeah, I don't know either, but – I've got to think that there are some coaches out there. I mean, let's face it, there aren't too many who Tennessee would be interested in. You know, that's the type of job it is. But I would think there'd be two or three on their list who might look at things differently because of him. Mm-hmm. Maybe more than that. You know, I mean, look, if I'm a coach who would actually be pursued by Tennessee, I'd be very concerned, like you said, you know, Russell, the sanctions, but also just everything that led to this investigation, the leadership, the boosters, the entire, you know, thing around Tennessee. Like, why has it been this long? What's going on? I think one of the obvious answers is there have been some bad choices made. But, you know, I now see Danny White in his AD and know his track record and know or feel pretty good about the idea that he wouldn't take this job if he wasn't going to be allowed to do this job. I'd feel better about things.
Phone disconnected.
Joe Rexroad of The Athletic with us this afternoon on The Drive. Joe, Lane Kiffin, his name being bandied about by Tennessee fans. He has replaced, it's official, he has replaced Hugh Freeze as the object of Vol Twitter's desire. What are your thoughts there? Would you kick the tires on Lane Kiffin? It sounds like he's at least expressing an interest in the job, or is that just a complete non-starter?
It's not a complete non. I mean, like, it's a complete. I know it's a complete non-starter if Philip Fulmer is still the AD, right? Uh-huh. But he's not, so it's not a complete non-starter for me. I mean, so let me ask you this: does that mean that he's the Gruden of this search too? Is that basically?
But I was just thinking, yeah. Like, I don't think it's quite to the. It's not to that particular fever pitch of groomers okay. 3 years ago, but it's. It's close. I feel like Trey Bear. Y'all tell me if I'm misreading this. I feel like it's
absolutely, Joe. It's absolutely building towards that.
It's past the Hugh Freeze hysteria from a couple of weeks ago. I feel, but it's not quite towards groomers. But here we were talking before you came on. If that's a road they're not going to go down, Joe, do you come out and just say, look, it's not going to happen? That was one of the fatal flaws John Curry made is he thought it was a smokescreen. Oh, it's cute. This is actually – he's going to use – and it ended up biting him in the butt.
Right, right. Yeah, that's right. I don't know on like, how that will be handled. But, I mean, like, he's a good coach. I mean, look, I've heard from so many people about Lane's time in Knoxville is, well, it was probably going to be some probation coming with Lane, right? So, you know, has he cleaned things up? And by that, I just mean, has he gotten less sloppy? I mean, you better be cheating. I mean, let's be real here. Anybody you hire better be cheating. Just be cheating well, like other schools in the SEC do. I mean, shoot, man. Lane Kiffin's a really good coach. So I don't rule him out from the start. I mean, I'm going to be very surprised if it goes too far down that road. But, man, I would be here for it as a media person. I can tell you that much.
And I read your piece this morning from earlier in the week, Joe, where you interviewed a couple of coaches anonymously about the Tennessee job and talking a lot about cheating in the SEC. And first of all, to me, it's just really strange how we just sort of, like, we used to whisper about it. It used to be like how we talked about betting, and so for entertainment purposes only. And now we just say, yeah, you go play some money on the ballgame. And it's that same way with cheating. It's just like, yeah, it's what you do. It's just, it just is what it is now. And from that standpoint, I look at Kiffin, and hell, I look at Freeze the same way and say, here's two guys who have experience. They know not what to do in an odd sort of way, Joe. They might be safer bets than guys who've never done it before because they know what you can lose and how to do it and how not to do it.
Well, that's true, except I'll disagree on Freeze only in that you still have to put up the charade to the extent that if someone actually has been popped, you can't go there now in this situation after you've given this big speech about integrity, right? I mean, but you can with Lane, you know, and I agree, like, in terms of if you have a good feeling that a coach knows what he's doing, that's better than someone who comes in and says, so how does this work?
Well, we're talking about there are degrees, right? I mean, Hugh obviously got hammered, and people forget Lane Kiffin, yeah. He left Tennessee, was on probation because of things that happened. Now, we didn't get just absolutely annihilated. They were relatively minor violations when compared to what was going on at Ole Miss, but it's not as if he's got a clean track record himself.
Right. Well, I guess what Lane had then was I could still throw into the category of, you know, Pruitt's famous last words in his last presser, you know, quote, compliance stuff, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's also, I guess, in the eye of the beholder as well. But I think, you know, look, to me, like, Freeze, it has to be a non-starter because, like, you can't be quite that hypocritical. Mm. But, I mean, no one is honestly going to hire for a job like this and truly say, so you're not cheating, right? I mean, no one would ever say that because people know how this works. And you're right, too, Russell. I like that we've at least moved past this thing where we seem to think NCAA rules are laws because they're not. They're stupid. you know. So, I mean, obviously, hopefully we're coming to the time when name, image, likeness rights pass and we can actually watch this stuff unfold. And how fun would that be? I have my doubts it'll get to that point because people still have to, you know, talk about integrity and student athletes and blah, blah, blah. But on this job, you know, the next guy's got to come in, and if you want to win at Tennessee, you have to bring in talent. And Danny White has been in this league. He's been at Ole Miss. He knows how things work.
Hey, Joe, it's Trey. Thanks for joining us, brother. And from an excitement standpoint with Tennessee, and I know this is an AD hire, it's not a football coach hire, but when you look at this and you look at the track record, like you were talking about, of Danny White and bringing in head coaches, how excited should the Tennessee fan base be with the old, you know, out with the old, in with the new type regime change at Tennessee? And, you know, do you think this fan base will be able to look at Danny White and know that, okay, this guy sounds like he's in for the long haul and wants to rebuild this program? Because, Joe, you know this. Tennessee fan base is kind of in a tricky situation right now where they don't know what to believe. So what do you take away from his message to the fan base?
Well, I think that they should be really excited because, you know, look, so much of this obviously is, and I think it's going to be real fast here too, I don't know how fast, but pretty fast. So much of this is going to be on what Danny White does in bringing in the football coach, of course. And it's the move. And that's got to be scary, too, by the way. You know, you make a huge career move like this, and it's like, okay, your first thing you do, which better be real fast, is going to define your entire tenure. You know, I mean, that's some pressure. But I'll say this. Even if Danny White, let's say he makes a hire and it doesn't work out, and 5 years from now has to fire that coach, I still think Tennessee fans should be excited, because I think Danny White's going to be a good AD beyond that. And he's going to hire more good coaches than bad coaches. He's going to raise money like crazy. He's going to innovate. He's done a lot. You know, there is more to the job. And this job is just not a job anymore for the old ball coach to spend 10 years as the AD. It's just not. You can't do that. You can't compete at this level like that. You need people like Danny White. And so I think he's going to be a dynamite AD separate from this hire. And I think he's going to have, I think the commitment is there to allow him to be that. Obviously, you want him to make the right hire here and finally get a coach in who can win and have the program for a long time. But yeah, I mean, so I'm going to go back to our buddy David Cobb, you know, who works for CBS. He had a great tweet the other day. Like, basically, like, this is the splashiest athletics hire for Tennessee since when? And I thought about it, and I'm like, man, that is a great question. And I honestly think the answer is Lane Kiffin, because the football coaches they've hired have all been down the list of, you know, from the top wish list candidates. Rick Barnes, you guys know it. That was not hailed as some wonderful triumph. It's been a triumph. It's been a great hire, but it wasn't hailed that way when he was hired. I think this is the splashiest Tennessee hire since Lane Kiffin.
Do you think they had the gumption to actually go out and make one more splashy hire? Or do you think this might be, you know, they did it for the AD. Okay, let's see what the money folks around there. They're spending a lot of money, Joe. And talking with folks today, it sounds like they're going to clean house when it comes to that coaching staff over there, when it comes to some of the folks in the administration. We're talking about a nice chunk of money here, you know, with the Pruitt. You know, if they have to settle with Pruitt somehow, maybe in that $15 to $18 million range, and that's not even including a new staff. So do you think they had the gumption to go out there and make a splash hire like you just talked about with Lane Kiffin?
I mean, we know that TV money is just going up, right? You know, yep. I mean, the SEC just, I mean, that, you know, put it on layaway, man. They'll have the money. Tennessee will have the money. Because Trey, I mean, if you're going to go out and spend like this on your AD, how are you going to do that? And then say, but we got to be careful and frugal with the coach. I just don't think you can. I think that's not college. That's not college athletics at this level. Danny White's up there talking about getting back to being, you know, elite nationally. Well, you spend money to do that. So no, I mean, I think they're going to, and I also think that, you know, they're going to leave it to him to make the decision. You know, largely. I mean, I took right. those words today from Chancellor Plowman. You know, I think she's been pretty forthright through all this, even talking about the Zoom call and everything like that. I mean, I took her at her word. It's basically like, he's the AD now, so go get your guy. And now, will that be the super splashy, super proven, gotta pay a lot coach? It could still be a bit of a, could it be a Lance Leopold? I mean, I have to think he's on the list. I know Tennessee fans probably wouldn't be excited about that, although he's done terrific things at Buffalo. I'm just saying, like, maybe it's not Tom Herman or whatever, right, or Luke Fickell. So maybe you can get away not paying as much, but I don't think that there's going to be restrictions on him in this way.
Hey, last question for me, and I so appreciate you joining us today on this busy week. When you look back on the 3 years and 1 month of Fulmer and Pruitt and everything that's just been a little wild in this darn town and this state during this time period, how do you summarize that? Where did Tennessee go wrong 3.5 years ago to get where they are right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I mean, look, I've heard, you know, you hear different things about all the stuff with Pruitt came in and Curry left and all that stuff. But regardless, Curry screwed up. And I do think Fulmer was put in a bad spot. I mean, he was left with a very shallow pool of candidates. you know, he shouldn't have hired Pruitt, obviously. You know, he made a choice that didn't work out. I mean, if you're saying, okay, then go back in time and make it Mel Tucker or make it Kevin Steele. I don't know. Do either of those guys work out? We'll see. We'll see. Mel Tucker, there's some promising signs with him. I mean, Kevin Steele has had one chance long ago, and it didn't work out at all at Baylor. I mean, I guess I would say both of those guys would have been better. But it's, none of them do you feel like the slam dunk they would have done what you wanted to do at Tennessee. So, I mean, I'll go be back before that, and I can't understand why a guy like Jeff Brohm won't leave Purdue for Tennessee. You know, that's concerning. That's the type of coach that you get who wants to run to Knoxville, and he didn't. So, I mean, just the fact that Curry couldn't get anyone, and then, you know, obviously the Schiano thing was a mistake, and then it went sideways from there. So, I don't know, that's a long, rambling answer, but, I mean, it's just that search was obviously such a mess, and I think all this that we're seeing now is still the after effects.
I think a big part of it is just competence, just pure and simple. Like you talk about, you know, Curry, and he misjudged the reaction, obviously, to Schiano. He should have gone after Mullen. He didn't. And then after that, I mean, just every successive move was worse than the one before that. And they had no choice but to fire him. And I look at this search that netted Danny White, Joe, and it was just a well-run search. Nobody knew, really, that they were going after him until it was done. And I just wonder if Danny White would be able to conduct his search in a similar manner, if he can go out there and find somebody and get the deal done rather than getting turned down publicly and leaking this and using whatever as a smoke screen and all that. Just do your job competently and quickly. Do your job.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, and again, you know, Nandi Plowman, I mean, Monday presser, the stuff she and Randy Bohr are saying, I mean, it made my blood boil, because it's like, come on, we're going to sit here and say Pruitt has no integrity, but Philip Fulmer is the paragon. It just sat wrong.
Oh,
it's like, get out of here with this.
Yeah, and then the buyout news comes out, and this place is enraged once again. And then she's up there today, and not only do they not genuflect before the altar of Philip Fulmer, but they don't even mention his name.
Yeah,
Joe.
That was right. I mean, that was take your parting gift. And but I'll say this: that was ridiculous. But I'll say this: three people, the way she described it today, get it done. Here you go, boom. That's leadership. There you go. And you're exactly right. That's what you do now. Go get your coach. Don't leak anything. You don't need to have misdirection. Just go get your coach and. Maybe Tennessee will get it right this time.
They're due.
They are due
to get it right. All right, Joe Rexroad of The Athletic, 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys too. Thanks for having me, guys.
Joe Rexroad making his presence felt. Ladies and gentlemen, the playoffs are back this weekend. Conference championship games. When we reconvene Monday, we'll have a Super Bowl ready to go. Can't wait to bet all the action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel before, this is the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the conference championship weekend. That's right, 25-1, any team, any playoff game this weekend. So if you like the Pack, -3. If you like the Chiefs, 25-1 odds boost. Get on in there, take advantage, don't miss out on this exclusive offer from these super awesome, super easy to use folks at FanDuel, the sportsbook app. Get it. It's easy to register. It doesn't take, listen, man, a moron like me can figure it out. Surely anybody listening to this can get on FanDuel and get in the action this weekend. Just download the app, use promo code DRIVE1 so they know we sent you. That's the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Promo code DRIVE1 to take advantage of the 25-1 odds boost on FanDuel this weekend. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on the designated boost market, of course. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. 97.89. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. More of your phone calls. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russell Bear, Trey back with you. Joe Rexroad of The Athletic. Bear, what did you learn?
I mean, you guys just talked about a lot of the same stuff that we've all been talking about, Russ.
Did you not enjoy our retro guest spot?
Yeah. I mean, the Lane stuff is really interesting. So.
It's not quite groomers. It is past humors.
Could easily get to groomers.
It's right in between. It's right in between. If it continues on this trajectory, we could have a full-blown groomers situation by this weekend.
Yeah. And that's not going to be a problem as long as they don't trot out somebody that is obviously, not as good as Lane.
Andrew is in Baltimore. Good afternoon, Andrew. You're on The Drive.
Guys, how are we doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, I really appreciated that that interview. It's always refreshing, and it's good to remind ourselves exactly why we got ourselves into this mess back in 2017. But really, it stems from before that. But Russ, here's a name I haven't heard you guys talk a ton about today, and I've been kind of in and out. But what about Tom Herman? He just keeps popping up in my mind, thinking, the guy won a dang Sugar Bowl, and they ran him out of Texas. Man, if we could get to a Sugar Bowl, I can't even imagine. Now, behind the scenes, apparently he was a pain in the butt, but I don't know. I was very impressed with old Danny today. He strikes me as the guy who's going to fly the charter jet so we track it down to Austin and then secretly be in a van driving over to South Carolina to go meet with Tony Elliott. That's kind of how he strikes me.
Well, we're going to see how good a salesman he is. If that's the route he decides to go, if he wants to bring a Tony Elliott or a Lance Leipold, somebody like that in here, and I'm not saying that. I mean, that might just be who we are right now, a program that hasn't won anything in 12 years and is about to go on NCAA probation. That might just be what the best we can do. But if that is the case, then he's going to have a heck of a sales job, because this fan base is talking about Lane Kiffin. They're talking about Tom Herman. They're talking about Gus Malzahn, bigger names that we all are much more familiar with. And there's a big drop-off. I'm not saying there might not be any drop-off in quality. One of those guys might be better than all the three bigger names that I just mentioned, but we don't know, and this fan base is just so hungry for something proven and successful that it's going to be hard to sell them anything else.
Yeah, no, and I totally get that, and I agree with you. They bring in Lance Leipold. I guess we're all going to give him a shot. We don't have a choice. But, Russ, I remember talking to you at the Voluntary Reaction Show after the Arkansas game, I think that's the point where we all reached with Pruitt, where we knew it was time to move. Now, who could have foreseen this? But I think you might be right. Maybe that is just where we are. To Trey's point, they just asked Joe, this is not going to be, even if they get away with a smaller buyout for Pruitt and the settlement, this is going to be some money. So if all this talk about money's not an option money's not a hindrance, mm-hmm. We're about to find out. I don't know. I think you got to give this guy some time. I don't even know if it's fair to attach this first hire to him. Depending on who it might be.
That was something interesting Joe said. It's like, hey, if he hires a coach and it doesn't work out, and in 3 or 4 years he's got to fire him, maybe if the situation is bad enough, because NCAA and like we just couldn't hire a good coach this time, does he have enough capital? Will people trust him to make another hire? I don't know. It's just got to be reassuring. Let's think positive here, Andrew. He's made really good hires so far. If he makes a bad hire, that would not be very much like him, but we'll see. Andrew, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. Coming up, hour number 3 of The Drive. The people want to know who the coach is going to be. They want to know what the Oracle, Trey Wallace, has to say. He is on a roll, ladies and gentlemen. He's throwing heat, as they say, and he will give us his prediction before the end of the show today. Stay tuned. Hour number 3 of The Drive coming up.